My guests today are Brian and Stephen Sherwin. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Now, you guys are related, aren't you?
Yeah. Father and my 14-year-old son.
That's awesome. What's even cooler is that you guys are presenting at CodeMesh together on what you've learned here, right?
Right, right. We were kind of surprised that it was cool enough to make it, but we got in.
I think. How was the reception at the audience?
Audience, we had a full room, just a couple empty seats, but it was the audience loved it. It was great.
What was your talk?
Go ahead.
Controlling your robot army with C Sharp, Netduino, and Kinect.
I like the title. And this is really about you guys learning how to use all these tools. C Sharp, Netduino, Arduino, Kinect, monster robots.
Right. So this was our journey from Legos, and Steven started off in Lego robotics, did that for 5 years now, and along the way we grew into doing the electronics and snap circuits. We're involved in that all the way up to what we've done with the Kinect.
Awesome. Steven, take me through some of the things that you started learning and where you went.
So like you said, I started with the Legos and programming with that. I then moved on to snap circuits, which what you do is it's just a bunch of snaps with wires onto them, and you can snap them together to create circuits. I moved on to an Arduino.
You show this for the camera here, okay?
An Arduino Uno, which is just the basic version of the Arduino. And so you can then stack stuff like these shields that we have, which this one is a video game one, where you can...
What do you mean when we say shields?
Shield is basically the term of what you stack on top of the Arduino. And so this one is a video game one, so you can do Atari-style games, and you can they have some examples that you can download and do, like Tetris.
So it plugs into a TV set?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so it plugs into the TV set with these three outputs. You have audio and video, and then the controller on the back are just the standard Wii... remote controllers, what are those things
nunchucks.
Called? The nunchuck controllers. Hmm. Plug here onto the end, and you use those as your input.
Beautiful. What was next?
After a while with the Arduino, my dad got interested in it, and so he decided to get a Mintduino, which is a breadboard version. All this would really do for him is, and all he really would want that I could probably figure out about it, is you can just blink an LED, and you have to just plug in something to here. I forget what that is.
That's where you plug in the module.
But I forget what that's called.
Oh, the FTDI.
Ah, okay. And so then you could program it to blink.
Okay. And that's really just an exercise because you wanted to build your own.
Right. I wanted to learn what was in it, how it worked.
Okay.
And then what we used for the robot was we used an XB shield, which was a... this, and we got that when we were doing the robot, and so we have that little module there, and then one plugged into the computer, and then my dad decided he didn't want to learn the program for the Arduino, and so he got a Netduino, which is...
So he's a .NET guy.
Yeah.
What is it? What do you program with Arduino? Is it C, or is what's?
I'm not sure what the language is officially. It's a semicolon-based language.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yep. And so we have...
All right, so now you're really doing something cool here. You're going to build a robot, and you're going to take over the world, right?
Yep.
And you have a Kinect here. How does the Kinect fit in?
It fits in. It just follows your hands and the X and Y movement, so you can move the elbows and shoulders.
So as you move your hands and your elbows and shoulders, the robot will move his...
It tracks where the end of the joint that's like right in the palm of your hand, and if it's moving on the X... It's going to move the shoulder. If it's moving up and down, it's going to do the shoulder.
That sounds pretty cool. You wrote this?
He did.
You wrote this part. Okay, all right.
We tried to use it as a learning experience. So he learned enough to write some code for the presentation. So he was up here writing code as part of the presentation.
That's not the one you want.
But, thank you. He was writing code, doing right along with the presentation, and... getting in there.
You were pair programming as well.
No, he was programming all on his own. I was just telling them what he was doing.
Okay.
So he knows how to do the programming. Just some of the more technical things. We had some issues early on with the amount of data that we were sending to the robot, and it got confused with...
You're sending data too rapidly, you mean?
Well, we were sending a single byte for a single movement. And so when we started doing movement, complex movements like raising both hands at the same time, the communication would be a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here. And so the robot would kind of do a little shaking motion as it was moving its hands. So I went back to my computer science classes, assembler class, and explained to him how a byte has all these bits, and all we're really doing is messing with bits on the Arduino. So we sent the same types of controls, we just sent them as a collection of bits rather than a whole byte. And so both hand movements could be sent in a single byte, and so then we were able to make a much more fluent motion.
I see. Okay.
Going forward on that.
Let's see a demo.
Okay. So Steven's going to go ahead and wire it up here. We've got the shields all plugged together, and shoulder got pulled out there.
No, elbow.
Or the elbow got pulled out there. So...
there.
Plug that in. And then he's created just this little Lego backpack to set the Arduino down inside and plug that in with some power. And I'm going to switch that on, and he should be ready to go. So Steven's going to take a position back here.
Let's watch, let's get a camera on here. I'll tell you what, stand behind Steven. And then we can, kind of turn this? Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, we could.
Yeah, there you go. Turn the whole thing. And then face the Kinect.
Do that.
Make sure nothing's blocking it.
All right. Okay. And then we go ahead and fire up a console application here that's going to take the Kinect data. And then we're going to use this wireless communication to the robot. Hmm. And then he'll go ahead and move. So we can run this. And you know, what we could do for another camera shot here is maybe, since this is wireless, we can move this down here. Let me set this guy on the floor.
Come over here.
Do we need to restart him so that
No, what's happening is it's going to be a little bit slower because of the distance.
No, it shouldn't be any slower. I think it just, with me stepping in the camera, it got it all whopper-jawed.
Is that a word?
What? Whopper jaw? Yeah. Yeah, that means it got all messed up. Okay, so...
It's Latin.
All right, it's going.
So, does anyone have any questions? Yes, robot, you have a question. Put your hand down, robot. Oh, hi, robot.
So Steven's in Boy Scouts, he's a Life Scout, nice. So maybe you should teach your robot to do a Scout salute there.
How about just a salute? That's one below Eagle, right? Life? All right. Star, then Life, then Eagle.
Right, Star, Life, Eagle. He's 3 merit badges away from being an Eagle.
A service project?
He's done with it.
All right. Very cool. So there's a lot of dads, a lot of sons out there that want to learn. Same thing. What kind of advice give them?
I guess probably the biggest advice is let your kids explore. The biggest challenge is we're techies, and we like to say, here's how it's done, and here's what you need to do. But the best thing that I can do is just say, here's how you move one arm, and let him go figure out how to move the other arms. And just let him explore, let him play, and... don't try to say this is how you do it and enforcing it. They're not writing enterprise software. It's just having fun.
What was the best part of this, Steven?
Getting a robot that can go with the Kinect.
So, very cool. Thanks a lot. That's an excellent project. I'm impressed. We'll be right back.
So we've really enjoyed being at CodeMash and had a great time presenting our robot, made great new friends by getting involved with this technology, and so it's a perfect opportunity for us.